We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas, and of course on the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show this morning on a brisk morning outside. Right now it's 43 degrees out, but we're going to get up to 71 today. We're going to get wind coming through here, so it'll be brisking through, so it'll be a little bit, it'll feel a little bit colder than it actually is with the wind. But that is mild, conditions and weather versus what's happening across the country, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But I want to welcome all of our listeners here in town. If you're listening on our radio station, our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Running around town, maybe early this Sunday morning. And, of course, everybody listening through the websites that we have, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, iPhone and Android, and your Google phone is covered with the apps, the KSHP app for the listening, and, of course, the YouTube app that you can hear and see us as well. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. So we welcome you, no matter how you're getting us, where you're getting us, and when you're getting us. So welcome to the Race Day Show. Want to remind everybody, tomorrow's going to be a special racing card at Santa Anita. There's only going to be four tracks running tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day, but Santa Anita is picking up an extra holiday St. Patrick's Day card. So you'll be able to test your Irish luck tomorrow at Santa Anita if you want to. We won't have a show, but we want to wish everybody in advance a happy St. Patrick's Day and wear your best Irish green, as they say. Anyhow, just four tracks, but Santa Anita will run tomorrow. And the weather is going to be a factor throughout today, as it has been all weekend. Look, through the Midwest and the Mississippi River Valley area, they're really getting, I mean, they're getting tornadoes and all sorts of stuff that's going through there. So our thoughts go out to those folks. And that storm is continuing through the Midwest. And it's gone as far down as the panhandle of Florida. And it's going to make its way through Florida sometime. I don't know if it'll make it through today. It may very well make it through today. And, of course, we have that mandatory payoff in the Pick 6 jackpot at Gulfstream Park, although that thing was taken down a couple of days ago. It's up to about $80,000, though, in the carryover today. And that will be mandatory payoff along with whatever monies that are put in the pool today. So they got a mandatory there. As far as Santa Anita's concerned, a two-day Pick 6 carryover. We'll get into that with the results in just a minute, but continuing with the weather, that weather is going to continue to make its way, that bad front with all sorts of winds and possible tornadoes in areas and, of course, rain, sleet, etc. It's going to make its way to the East Coast, and I don't know if it'll happen either later today or maybe tomorrow, but that is expected there. West Coast. From the center plain states right through the West Coast is pretty darn clear all over the place, except in the great Northwest, where states like Idaho, Utah, Washington, and Oregon, they're getting some snow up there still, and parts of northern, very northern tip of California, a little rain. But it looks like it's going to be good weather throughout there. Now, when we talked about that system that was going through yesterday, we thought that maybe Oaklawn Park would be in the path of that. But when we watched the races yesterday at Oaklawn Park, the racing was fine there. The racing was fine in Oaklawn Park. So Oaklawn Park. So we'll wait and see about today. It should be clear there because that storm has passed already through the state of Arkansas. So we might be looking at some type of weather conditions in Florida at Gulfstream Park. We'll wait and see if storms get that far down on the state of Florida. They've already gone through, like I said, the panhandle. So that's what we got today. Now, listen, yesterday when we went off the air, after we went off the air, they canceled the races at the fairgrounds. Now, they canceled the races because they had an equipment failure, and that equipment failure was caused by high winds. So I guess you couldn't bet. I guess the equipment failure failed, so they canceled the races yesterday at the fairgrounds because of equipment failure that was caused by the high winds. Turf Paradise, that had that big card with the Phoenix Gold Cup and all the other stakes races there, they canceled their races yesterday after they consulted with the jockeys and horsemen because the heavy rains that went through Turf Paradise through the Phoenix area a couple of days ago saturated the racetrack to the point where the track started to deteriorate. And so because of the track conditions that prevailed yesterday at Turf Paradise after the storm went through there, etc., they canceled the races there. So they're going to have to reschedule that big Phoenix Gold Cup day of racing at Turf Paradise. So Fairgrounds and Turf Paradise got canceled after we went off the air yesterday. I just checked. Right now, all the tracks that are on our menu are still running. There's no cancellations. But as I say, with the way the weather is going through now the Midwest onto the East Coast, you just never know what may happen. But as of right now, the races are still on at all the racetracks on our menu. So that is good. All right, so you get the mandatory payoff in Gulfstream Park's Pick 6. The jackpot there is, about, like I said, about $80,000. That'll go today. And you have a two-day Pick 6 carryover at Santa Anita on a really unusual day of racing at Santa Anita. So we're going to get into that, and we're going to get into those results right now. Here's the way it went at Colonial Downs yesterday. They had 10 races yesterday at Colonial Downs. Of course, the ninth race was the Virginia Derby. The eighth race was the Virginia Oaks. However, in the first seven races conducted yesterday at Colonial Downs, jockeys Flavien Prat and Irad Ortiz Jr. won seven of the first eight races. Seven of the first eight races at Colonial Downs yesterday. And, of course, that eighth race was the Virginia Oaks, where Irad Ortiz Jr. won it with Fondly. This was a horse who, this filly just broke her maiden, but she came back and won. Now, she was 7-2 on the morning line, okay, in that race. But when they opened up the betting, they crushed her down to even money, and the money kept pouring in. So they knew something about this maiden winner, because Fondly won the race, the Virginia Oaks, for Irad Ortiz Jr.'s third win of the first eight races for trainer Graham Motion, and paid $4.40 for the win there. Early on finished second, and Anonima finished third in the race. That was the Virginia Oaks, 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. Earlier, Flavien Prat won the first race for Eddie Kennealy at 220. Irad came back in the third race for Steve Caliceris, paying 420. Prat won the fourth race for Brad Cox, first win of two on the day. Flavien Prat and Cox got together for a 280 winner there. Then you had the fifth race, a maiden race for three-year-olds. Brad Cox trained Lion of Justice, won for Flavien Prat, $4 even there. Then you had Prat coming back for Brad Cox in the sixth race. That was Cox's third win of the day in the first six races. Pratt's fourth win in the first six races, paying $7.20. And then Irad Ortiz Jr. won for Sam Walensky in the seventh race, paying $4.80. So there were a lot of favorites that happened earlier in the day, all in with between Flavien Prat, Irad Ortiz Jr., and Brad Cox. But they didn't win the big race. Going on to the Virginia Derby, the $500,000 Virginia Derby was won by American Promise for 89-year-old D. Wayne Lucas. American Promise, with Nick Juarez aboard, wins the Virginia Derby, paying $16.80, outrunning Render Judgment, and Omaha finished third, a closing third in that race. The two horses that got all of the money in the race, Rapture and Getaway Car, finished off the board. Getaway Car was part of the pace early in the race, but faded in that race, and Rapture really never got his legs under him, really, and finished off the board. So, D. Wayne Lucas, the coach, wins the Virginia Derby. His horse gets 50 points. He'll be in the Kentucky Derby. Lucas has won the Kentucky Derby four times, but the last time he won it was in the last century, in 1999, with Charismatic. But D. Wayne Lucas is back in the Derby with the American Promise winning the Virginia Derby. And then Flavien Prat capped off a five-win day at Colonial Downs by winning the last race for trainer Peter Erton and paid $6.40 on an interesting day of racing at Colonial Downs. Santa Anita, what a day it was at Santa Anita. Well, the first race winner, Jerry Jackowitz, gave us Hothead. Hothead broke the gate, went right to the lead, and never looked back in the 6-furlong turf opener. Hothead for Mark Glatt and Mr. Gonzalez paid $13 even, $13 winner there for Jerry Jackowitz in the opener. Then we went to the third race. Tiago Piera got his first win on the day with Steve Knapp's trainee, paying $27.60 in the third race. And then we went to the pick five, the late pick five. Now, the first pick five paid about $1,000, a little over $1,000. But this late pick five, stand by for smoke. The sixth race, the start of the late pick five, the winner paid $13.20. Seventh race, the winner paid $6.20. John Lendo's horse finished second in that race, by the way, his pick on the show. But the seventh race winner paid $6.20. Then came the eighth race. That was the Santa Ana at a mile and a quarter on the turf, the Santa Ana Handicap, won by Lady Claypool. She was winning her third race in a row, Lady Claypool, with Tiago Piera getting his second win of the day. Trainer Richard Baltus' first win of the day paid $25.40 to win the Santa Ana, outrunning Mrs. Astor and Starry Heavens. The ninth race winner William Anton Georgi, won for Richard Baltus. So Baltus won back-to-back yesterday at Santa Anita. That ninth race winner with Anton Georgi aboard paid $39.40. Then we get to the final race. In the 10th and final race at six furlongs on the turf for maidens, a first-time starter misleading came from out of the clouds to get up and win for jockey Hector Barrios and John Sheriffs, paying $23 even. That ignited a late pick five payoff, the largest payoff of the day in the nation, for 50 cents away, $137,074.20. The pick four in that pick five paid $17,500, and nobody had six in the pick six with a carryover going into yesterday. Now we have a two-day carryover at Santa Anita today. Five out of six in the pick six at Santa Anita, $7,646.20. The carryover exceeding $200,000 for today at Santa Anita. What a day of racing it was there yesterday. At Aqueduct, Eric Cancel, Jose Lascano, and Chris Elliott got multiple winners. Cancel won his first at $12 in the opener. Lascano won the second race at $380 for Bill Mott. Cancel came back for his second winner at $1140 for Christophe Clement. And then the Jimmy Wingfield Stakes was the fourth on the card. Tickraff wins that for Jose Lascano's second win of the day and trainer Bill Mott's second win of the day. Tickraff paid $720, outrunning Icann and Paula Starr. And then Elliott won his second race. Elliott won his first race of the day in the sixth race, paying $660. Flat out flying. The 10-year-old, as Jerry Jackowitz said on the show, loved the horse. That was his pick there at Aqueduct. His pick won at Aqueduct as well. That horse paid $6.60. So Jerry gave us two picks and two winners yesterday on the show. Elliott came back immediately in the seventh race for his second winner, paying $9.30. And then Eric Cancel's third win of the day came in the ninth race for Chad Brown at $9.60. And Jose Lascano won his third race of the day in the 10th race, paying $9.30 to give Linda Rice her second win of the day on the card. Linda Rice won the 8th race with Silvera aboard at $3.40. That was yesterday at Aqueduct. So a lot of multiple winners there yesterday at Aqueduct. And then we go next to Gulfstream Park. At Gulfstream Park, Junior Alvarado won his first race of the day for Bill Mott, paying $3.60. Tyler Gaffleone won his first of the day for George Weaver in the second race, paying $8.60. Alvarado came back in the third race for Dale Romans, paying $4.20. Gaffleone came back in the fourth race, the Hutchison Stakes, to win with Rolando for Fausto Gutierrez, paying $4.40, outrunning Multiverse and Joey Muscles. And then Alvarado got his third win of the day in the fifth race for Ruben Sierra, paying $4.20. Alvarado came back in the sixth race and won his fourth of the day for Antonio Seno at $3.60. Joel Rosario won his first of two on the day in the Captiva Island Stakes. That was the seventh on the card with Eponis Hope for Eddie Plisa Jr., paying $6.80, outrunning Just a Care and Band on Run. And then in the 10th race, Edgar Zayas won on Moving On Up for Safi Joseph Jr.'s first win of the day. That was John Lendo's pick on the show. So John Lendo gave us Moving On Up, the winner of the 10th race, paying $6.40. Then we get to the 11th race. The winner there was Pleasant Embrace, an easy afternoon workout for this horse. Got the lead and just drew off, gone, down the road. That was Rosario's second win of the day, paying $3.40, an easy winner there for Kelly Breen. That was Jonathan Hardoon's pick on the show. So, with back-to-back winners in Lendo and Hardoon, if you bet the Lendo-Hardoon daily double, that double paid $17.60. And then Safi Joseph wound up the day with his second winner of the day, Tyler Gaffleone's third win of the day, in the 12th and final race, paying $8.20. The pick six there paid over $18,000 at Gulfstream, and as we say, mandatory payoff today. Oaklawn Park. Tyler Bacon won the first race, paying $6.60 for Brett Crichton, won the second race for Tim Martin, paying $4.20, and won the third race for Chris Hartman, paying $4 even. So Tyler Bacon wins the first three races at Oaklawn Park yesterday. Francisco Arrieta, that had five wins the other day, had his first win of the day yesterday at Oaklawn in the fifth race for Greg Compton at $10 even. Then came back in the seventh race for Val Brinkerhoff, paying $6.20. Eric Asmussen won a couple of races yesterday back-to-back. He won the eighth race for his dad, Steve Asmussen, paying $10.40. Came back in the ninth race for Terry Eoff and paid $11.80. And then Eric Asmussen wrapped up his third win in a row in the 10th race, the Whitmore Stakes, with Booth, who went wire to wire for his father, Steve Asmussen, who was getting his second win of the day, paying $7 even, outrunning Giant Mischief and Tejano Twist. Big day at Oaklawn yesterday for them. Turf Paradise, as we said, got canceled. So all of those stakes races at Turf Paradise will be run some other day. All right, that's what happened yesterday. But we got our handicappers that did well yesterday. Jerry had a couple of winners. John had a winner. Jonathan had a winner. And we're hoping they're on the we're hoping their mojo continues to go today on a roll. Let's hope they are. And when we come back off of our break, we'll get you your racing menu and take a look at what's going on with the Derby horses and certainly the Kentucky Derby prep races coming up in the next weeks or so. So we're just getting started on this Saturday show. Jonathan Ardoon, John Lindo, and Jerry J will be with us with their picks. And, of course, as I say, your racing menu next. And get on YouTube and start chatting away on the chat box. If you haven't already, just subscribe. It is free, and then you can chat away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Today, by the way, is the final day of the National Handicapping Championship, sponsored by the National Thoroughbred Racing Association here in town. Big bucks going to be handed out today at the National Handicapping Championship, and we wish all the best of luck to all of those who are in the lead for running for some big bucks over there today. All right, here's your racing menu. The racing menu today, as it always is, will be broadcast with the first post times in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas, in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times to roll out in the book behind us. So, if you're listening here in the Pacific time zone, no problem. But if you're not, if you're listening on the many different time zones that we have off of all of those platforms that we have around the world, just adjust the time zone that you're in to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything, an opportunity to make a winning bet. Sorry, Miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick six jackpot carryover, $56,867. They have nine races at Tampa Bay and a first post time of 9:25. Next comes Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a first post time of 9:50. Now, you know, they took away a lot of the thunder in the mandatory a couple of days ago with a huge payoff, a single payoff in the pick six at Gulfstream Park, but it's still a mandatory payoff today, and there is $80,017 in the pot, so that goes today as well. First post time at Gulfstream for 10 races set at 850. Feature race today is the $100,000 any limit stakes at 6 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. 7 go to the post before any scratches in Rojo Rita. 9-5 favorite there with Irad Ortiz Jr. First post time at Gulfstream and a mandatory payoff in the Pick 6 jackpot today is at 950 at Gulfstream today. The Big A, Aqueduct in New York. Aqueduct has a first post time of 10-10. It's foggy at Aqueduct right now, and it might be foggy by the first post time. It's 49 degrees, and the track conditions, they say, to be announced. Obviously, they probably can't see the track at this point, but anyhow, Aqueduct has a first post time of 10-10 this morning. 10-10 at Aqueduct for their 9-race card. Oaklawn Park has 9 races today. Their first post time at Oaklawn is set at 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn Park today. And we hope that the racing will be as well as far as track conditions as it was yesterday. It should be at Oaklawn Park today. Fairgrounds. Well, we'll see if the winds have died down and if their electric situation has been squared away. They're set to go today at the fairgrounds. I know that. And their first post time at the fairgrounds for 8 races set to go at 10:45 this morning. 10:45 is the first post time set for fairgrounds today. They have a pick 6 carryover, a regular pick 6 carryover of $9,683. And again, they're set to go at 10:45 first post. Sunland Park continues with quarter horse racing over the weekend. And they have 13 quarter horse trials today for 2-year-olds at 300 yards. First post time at Sunland today is at 11:25. 11:25, small pick six, pick five, I should say. Small pick five carryover there at Sunland of $609. Then we get to Santa Anita. First post time at Santa Anita today is set at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock this afternoon, Santa Anita's first post time. 10 races today. The feature race is the Irish O'Brien. And, of course, this was scheduled on the schedule before. They added the Monday St. Patrick's Day card. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have run this race tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day. But nevertheless, the Irish O'Brien is today. It's the 8th race on the card. 6.5 furlongs naturally on the green. Eight are in this race before any scratches. Big favorite is Pushness at 3-2 on the morning line with Umberto Rispoli aboard. First post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon at Santa Anita. And their two-day pick six carryover stands at $218,964. First post time, Santa Anita is 1 o'clock. And with 10 races on the card, the fifth race will be the start of the pick six. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth will be the pick six races. First post time is at 1 o'clock. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al, first post time at Los Al tonight is at 5:30. You got 9 thoroughbred races, and 9 races, I should say, overall, just 2 thoroughbred races out of the 9, 4 mixed breed races, and 3 quarter horse races, the last race being a quarter horse stakes race, and a first post time Los Al is at 5:30. They have a pick 6 carryover there, so they don't have to add the 10 grand because their pick 6 carryover today at Los Alamitos, a regular pick six carryover, $20,581. And that's Los Al this evening. All right. Let's go to Jonathan Nardoon standing by. I'm sure he has a thought or two about what happened yesterday. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. Kind of an unusual, kind of an eclectic day of racing yesterday.
A little of something for everybody, I guess. Some wild results along the way. Colonial Downs, for the most part, was a chalk fest. I mean, I don't know. The racing there was not really very exciting. And I don't think we saw the Derby winner yesterday.
Well, I can tell you this, that when it came to the Virginia Oaks, now I know we had some scratches in the Virginia Oaks. We had 2 scratches in the race. And the morning lines on those horses were 3-1 and 5-1, okay? But even at that, when you have a horse, 7-2 on the morning line, it wasn't that big. I understand that. But this horse, Fondly, only broke her maiden, now in the Virginia Oaks. And when they opened up the betting on the tote board, was down, even money was the first flash, and it never changed. The money kept pouring in. And boy, was that money right.
It certainly was. And everyone knows that trainer. His horses always improve with racing, very rarely when he'll win with a first-time starter. But that horse was really impressive first time out. I guess they knew that she was really good, and she showed it yesterday.
Yep, fondly, and with the 50 points she earned there, her non-winner other than her third race of her career might be the Kentucky Oaks.
It may be. Did they go for 50 points, the fillies too?
50.
I don't know that.
Yeah, the fillies went for 50 points. Remember, Colonial Downs is owned by Churchill Downs.
Yeah, by Churchill, yeah. Right.
So okay. it was 50 points for that, and 50 points, obviously, for the Virginia Derby. And by the way, the Virginia Derby is the last 50-pointer. Now we get into the 100-pointers for the Derby, and quite a few 100-pointers, by the way, for the Kentucky Oaks. A matter of 600-pointers for the Kentucky Oaks yet to come. So wait and see about that. But the coach is back in the Derby. Dwayne Lucas, how about that?
Every year or so, he finds a way to get in, and good for him. I mean, he still shows up at the track every morning. It's amazing.
And gets on his pony every morning.
Yeah. That's pretty good, Ralph.
Yes.
I do them in 5 years. He's doing it close to 90, so that's pretty good.
89 years old, and he'll be at the Kentucky Derby because, obviously, he said this horse goes next to the Derby. 50 points, it should be good enough for the cutoff to get in the Derby, no matter what happens in the array of those 100-pointers. And we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But nevertheless, it was kind of fun to see Dwayne Lucas win. But neither one of the two favorites hit the board.
Well, I was certainly negative on the Baffert horse. I thought he had a react off of that race. Obviously, very disappointed, as was the Cox team. I mean, that horse just did not show up.
No.
And Pratt said he had nothing, just empty. He asked him, and nothing. So yeah, it happens.
I would say that Baffert's horse is a definite Getaway Car is a definite bounce looking type of race because of that hard race he had in Sunland. But I don't know what to say about Raptor.
Well, the good thing is when you braid Cox, you put him on the bench and you said next player up.
So, or you sit there and you go back to the garage, pick up the hood, look to see what happened under the hood, and correct it. One of those two, that's for sure.
I don't know if there's enough time for him to get points. You know, who knows? We'll see. They'll figure it out. They're smarter than I am, that's for sure.
No question about that. I mean, no question about them taking a look
at it.
They
are smarter.
I'm leaving the smart thing up for debate. No, I'm not going to get into that. But you had a nice winner yesterday. You, coupled with John Lindo, produced a nice kind of a double back-to-back races there yesterday. But, taking a look now at the Kentucky Derby as it's winding up, all of these kind of prelude 50-pointers, et cetera, really produce some horses that are going to be now ambitious, I think, to go into the Kentucky Derby. But those 100-pointers, those are the ones that are really the meat. That's the meat on the bones right there.
Yeah, those are the one. Those eight races are going to, present to you eight starters, obviously, unless something goes wrong. But for the most part, whoever gets those 100-pointers, we will be seeing them the first Saturday in May.
Out of all the crazy stuff that happened yesterday, anything that you said, wow?
No, wow.
Really? Just,
there were no wow performances, to be honest with you.
No wows. The only wow that came in is, wow, did that horse win?
Yeah, that horse won.
In any case, we live to go at it again today.
Enough.
Yeah, and by the way, you had a winner yesterday, so we're gonna tread on now today. So you got any picks for us today?
Yeah, we're going to go to Aqueduct Eighth Race today. By the way, Ralph, they're moving post time up because the storm that's coming is delayed and it won't come till later in the day. They said maybe about 5 o'clock. So the post time is for the last race is going to be about a half hour earlier. So pay attention because they're speeding post times up.
However,
anyway,
hold on a second. However, though, the first post time is still set at 10:10, correct?
Yeah, 10:10.
They're just going to bring up post and you're going to make them closer after the first race.
Right. They start moving up two and 3 minutes.
Shortening
by the time they get to the last race, it's like a half hour early. Right.
Yeah, shortening up the times between races. Keep that in mind, folks. And by the way, is still foggy out there?
Well, the fog is starting to lift, but and it's actually a pretty warm day. But before, about 2 hours ago, you literally couldn't see down the block. That's how foggy it was. So.
Okay. Well, the fog is lifting, and we still got time to go to the first race. Okay. Aqueduct.
Eighth race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Ignite the Light. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Richard Dutrow barn. This horse was gelded 3 starts back and received LASIK. Since doing so, this horse has become a different horse. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Lane Luzzi aboard to ride. Number 2, Ignite the Light, wins today's 6th race at an Aqueduct.
All right, in that 8th race at Aqueduct, only 1 scratch. It was a bet scratch. I guess the horse was injured somehow or another. Number 7, Printack. Printack.
Tack, right.
Track. The 7 horse. Let's leave it at that. Number 7 is out of that race. You like the 2, Ignite the Light. Lane Luzzi aboard. 6-1 on the morning line. Number 2 in the 8th race is your Big A pick. What's next?
Gulfstream, race 8, a mile on the turf. I like the number 1 horse in here, Center Stage. A 6-year-old mare from the Robert Moscow barn. This trainer shipped in about a month or so ago, and every horse he's sending out is running well. George Ruiz aboard to ride, 4-1 on the morning line. I think this horse works out a terrific trip, breaking from the inside. Number 1, Center Stage, wins today's 8th race out at Gulfstream.
All right, Gulfstream Park, scheduled at a mile on the turf, the 1 Center Stage. The 1 Center Stage is your play there. Just in case that storm from the panhandle of Florida makes its way down into Miami and the somehow or another late take this race off the turf. Turf or main?
No, turf only, sorry.
Turf only, okay, the 8th race.
They would move to Tapeta, but no, I want this horse for turf.
All right, so in the 8th race, the 1 Center Stage, turf only. And that
correct.
Is Gulfstream. And, of course, give us one for Santa Anita. They got a pick 6 carryover today, 2 days.
How about a single today, Ralph? 6th race today, 6 furlongs on the turf. I love the number 3 horse in here, Irish Royalty, a 5-year-old gelding from the Mark Glatt barn. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I'm singling number 3, Irish Royalty, in today's 6th race.
All right, all right. Is this a hunch bet for tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day?
Huh? I didn't even think of it, but you're right. Perfect.
All right. So in the 6th race, number 3, Irish Royalty is your horse. The 3 horse in the 6th race at Santa Anita. He says a singleton in the 2-day pick 6 carryover at Santa Anita. Don't forget, Jonathan's got full sheets for Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn Park today. Where?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll chat on Wednesday.
One quick ask. Tomorrow, Santa Anita's running. You have a sheet for tomorrow?
Absolutely. Okay. Available this evening after 5 p.m. Eastern time.
All right,
thank you.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Jonathan. All right, we'll be right back with John Lindo coming up next.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on on Race Day Las Vegas. I want to remind everybody that today for college basketball at 3 o'clock, there'll be the selection show and then the massive field for this year's college basketball tournament championship will be set in stone. And then it starts March Madness here in Las Vegas, and so much so right here in Las Vegas. The March Madness party begins here. You can see on the screen, free parking, free entry. It's going to be a fun time March 20th, 21st, and 22nd, this first coming weekend. You can see the prices, discount prices for food and beverage. The big ballrooms will be open, as well as craziness in the book behind us. The March Madness party here in Vegas, it's all free. Everything is free except for, of course, the beverages and the betting, and they are at discounts as well. So I want to keep that in mind. It's going to be a crazy week next week here in Las Vegas. As far as next week, for our craziness leading up to the Kentucky Derby, next week on Saturday, we'll have the Louisiana Derby. They've already drawn that race. They have 10 in that race in the Louisiana Derby. And the Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway Park, of course, Louisiana Derby at Fairgrounds. The Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway Park has 13 in that race. Both those races have 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And as far as the Kentucky Oaks, the Bourbonette at Turfway Park will have 50 points. And the Fairgrounds Oaks at the Fairgrounds will have 100 points. That's all next week, the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks point getters. As far as the leaderboard right now for the Kentucky Derby, Cole Battle is still on top with 70. Owen Almighty, 65. Citizen Bullet, 60. Sovereignty is at 60 as well. American Promise, the winner yesterday in the Virginia Derby, has now 55 points and is sitting in fifth place. Flood Zone has 50. Journalism, 47.5. Getaway Car, 46. He's still in the top 10. Chancellor McPatrick is 35, as well as Built. That's in the top 10 there. And as far as the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, Quiet Side still leads with 68, Drexel Hill 57, La Cara 51, Fondly, winner of the Virginia Oaks yesterday, now in fourth place with 50, Good Cheer has 45, the Queens MG 43.5, Tenma 33, 5G 25, Mohima 25, and Amaranth at 25 as well, early on at 25, and Maysam at 25, kind of deadlocked there. To round out the top 12 in the Kentucky Oaks. Let's now go to John Lindo standing by. John, I do believe you're back in SoCal by now, my man.
Got back. We got pick sixes to play today, Ralph, so I wanted to get out here and get ready to go.
Got to ask you, anything that happened yesterday that piqued your interest?
You know, of all the horses that ran yesterday, the horse that Jerry J picked yesterday, that 9-year-old gelding at Aqueduct, to watch an old pro like that go through his paces and wear down the leaders, I love horses like that. 22 lifetime wins. I know it wasn't a stake or anything fancy, but you got to love these kind of horses that just lay their body down every time.
Yes, that is for sure. And he came from left field. I mean, that horse came from nowhere and just mowed him down as if he's done this several times before, huh?
He has. That's the thing. When he started to pick up the bit of the far turn, so this is over. I don't care how far those horses are in front of him. He wants to win today. He's going to win.
Yeah, no question. And you had a nice winner that started out a nice daily double here on the Race Day Show between you and Jonathan. That horse got a perfect trip. Just the way you explained it on the show when you gave the pick, that's the way the horse race ran. And boy, sometimes it just happens that way.
Yeah, but you went to see wagering on me. You said the horse paid $640. He paid $840. So I went and got the other number. I took the $840 at the window.
Oh, I'm sorry. I marked it down the wrong. And that's what happens when you don't wear your glasses all the time. And okay, so we got an $840 winner. That helps me out, because when I go to cash my tickets later on, they're going to pay me more money and I'm going to wonder why. Now I know. $840
for
that. $840 for that winner. Safi, moving on up, Safi Joseph Jr., Edgar Zayas, and paid $8.40. Correct? $840 now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good enough. Well, I'm having a good day so far. I just picked up more money. In any case, they were good, and you guys did a great job yesterday. Now we're looking ahead, of course, all the lower point-getting races for the Kentucky Derby is over. Now we get into the 100-pointers. And, of course, one of those is the Santa Anita Derby coming up. Any word on the field for the Santa Anita Derby outside of all of Bob Baffert's entries and journalism?
No, journalism will go. I'm not sure if Bob Baffert will run both Barnes and Citizen Bull, or if he will put one of those, you know, on a ride maybe to the Arkansas Derby. You really don't know until the final week before you go that what Bob's going to run. He likes to work those horses, get an idea of where he's at with all of them, and then he'll determine where he's going with each.
You know, you talk about that horse that Jerry gave out, that old horse that just keeps on winning and loves to be racing on the racetrack. There's a filly that's coming up that's starting to rack him up as well. And the Santa Ana Lady Claypool won her third victory in a row for Richard Baltus under Tiago Piera, paid $25.40, and she looked good doing it.
You know, she really turned the corner a couple of races ago, and she won her last race for fun. But, you know, she was facing pretty soft company. It was a big jump yesterday, but as sharp as she was, I gave her a shot, but I didn't know she could beat good horses like that. She's gotten really good, and hats off to trainer Richard Baltus. He has really, really done a good job with Lady Claypool.
Yeah, no problem there. And I wonder where she goes next. Where do you think she'll be next? Staying there in that group in California, or maybe venturing to the race that they have for the older fillies and mares on the grass, maybe at Churchill Downs?
Well, Baltus is not afraid to ship to Kentucky to run. He's done that before. That's mm-hmm. possible. If they keep her in California at these longer marathon races for fillies and mares, in general, the group is modest. I would think she'd be a very tough player there. Either way, you know, the more aggressive he gets, the better you have to think she's doing. So I just think she's live wherever she shows up again next time.
And what about the coach? 89-year-old Dwayne Lucas, and he's going to be at the Derby again.
It's unbelievable. He finds every way there is to get in there. And, you know, because he's got the points, he's running. You don't have to guess whether he's going to go. He's running.
Yeah, that horse might come out in the post parade with crutches, but he'll be there. That's for sure. And, by the way, remember, folks, he won the Preakness, last year or the year before? Right?
Last year, yes.
The Gray last year. So he's still in the game. And Dwayne Lucas, I think that probably if you looked in the record books, he's had more Kentucky Derby entries than any other trainer alive. But he hasn't won the Kentucky Derby this century yet.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see what the buyer speed figures come up with on those races there at Colonial. That track was so fast yesterday.
Yeah,
they were just skipping around that racetrack. So I don't care what the final time says. I've got to think the speed figure guys are going to downgrade some of those numbers.
Yeah, that track was souped up, no problem there. So we'll have to take the final times into consideration. As a matter of fact, the Virginia Derby, American Promise, set a new track record of 146.41 one-hundredths for the mile and one-eighth. So you know that it was a fast racetrack.
Oh, you had maidens going 108 flat. You had miles and 133 flat. They were just all day it was fast.
Lavie and Pratt and Irate Ortiz Jr. did everything but win the big race, that's for sure. And it was nice to see, like, Peter Urton had a winner there in the last race. So,
and if you watch that, Flavien Prat put a terrific ride on that horse, Passing Game, I think is the horse's name, and the way he sat back and just let those other guys do their thing. And it was tough to pass horses yesterday.
Yeah.
But he gradually worked his way forward and just ground them down. And that's why he's the best there is right now in the business.
And, you know, that was the 10th race. And usually after all the big races, people aren't paying attention too much to the 10th race unless they have, you know, a pick four, pick five or something going into that race, or they're trying to, you know, make a last bet to get back some money they might have lost earlier. But, yeah, that was a hell of a ride in the last race there at Colonial. Well, we got a carryover in the pick six today at Santa Anita, a big one, a two-day carryover. There was one horse that was alive going into the last race last night, but that horse got shuffled back and was never a contender in the last race last night at Santa Anita.
Now, that was a little bit of a rodeo. They were coming from all sides, and you don't, something you don't see very often. John Sheriff, for the first time starter, gets the money there from post number 12 on a 6-furlong turf race at Santa Anita. So a lot of unusual yesterday.
Yeah, that horse came from nowhere and got up. And Sheriff's is usually one of those trainers that like to give horses a few races to educate themselves in races and then try to start turning the screws. But this one did it on her own, that was for sure. And that was a hell of a way of racing to end the races yesterday at Santa Anita. carryover today. Before we get to today's picks from you, John, I know they're racing on St. Patrick's Day tomorrow at Santa Anita, and I'm sure they have a Linda report.
Oh, absolutely. Been working on that. So we'll be ready to go for tomorrow's racing. Kind of light feels tomorrow, but it's still, we've got an extra day of racing at Santa Anita, so it's something to try and dig your teeth into and find something good.
It's always good when we get an extra day of racing there. Nice 10-race card today. The Irish O'Brien, talking about St. Patrick's Day, is run today. Obviously, if they knew they were having it on a Monday card earlier when they scheduled the stakes races, I'm sure it would have been on tomorrow's card. But today, we'll set the table for tomorrow in the Irish O'Brien. A big favorite there is pushing us.
Yeah, she's got a lot of speed. You have to wonder, you know, will she carry it down the hills? She'll be on the lead crossing the dirt. The last quarter mile is what you got to worry about there. Shocking Gray comes off a big win down the hill. And then she was sold at auction after that win. So she's changed barns. She's gone from Jeff Mullins, now George Papa-Padromo has her. If she maintains that form, she's going to be tough to beat in here. So it's an interesting race in that both those fillies, they're good, but you can knock them a little bit because there's reasons they could go backwards.
Well, it's really an interesting day for people who want to play a pick six today because Santa Anita has a bigger carryover, over 200,000 and change, but it's a $2 base bet. In the meantime, there's a mandatory payoff at Gulfstream Park with $80,000 already sitting in that pool, and it's 20 cents away. So there's a little bit for everybody today for players. Your Linda report covers all the races today at Santa Anita, a suggested late pick four, a coast-to-coast pick five as well, all on one comprehensive sheet here at the South Point. The only place you can get it here in Las Vegas at the South Point, and it's free of charge, complimentary, because they love horse players here. And I know you have a pick at the Gulfstream as well as Santa Anita.
Yeah, I did the last six races at Gulfstream Park, anticipating the mandatory payout, and then they kind of ruined the party on Thursday, but I'd done the work, so I published that. So let's go to Gulfstream Park for my first play today. I'm going to go up against John Hardu in race number eight. Mm-hmm. Number six, Smart Spending, looked very good winning on the Tapita last time under wraps. Gets a triple jump in class, a positive sign for the red-hot Victor Barbosa barn. Yeah. This horse has won. She's won many times on grass. That's not a problem. I just think she's sharp moving up in class and might get overlooked here. All right. 8-1 on the program. Number six, Smart Spending, race eight, Gulfstream Park.
Eighth race, six, Smart Spending. Jonathan's got the one that creates a Sirocco play, the exacta 1661. Lendo's horse is the six. Now quickly, Santa Anita.
10th race today, number two, favorite to you, stretching out after a sprint prep, ran good the first time, came back to work well. 3-1 on the program. Number two, favorite to you, race 10, Santa Anita.
10th and final, Santa Anita. The two-horse favorite to you is John Lendo's pick. Don't forget the Linda Report will be available here for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. And, John, thanks, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, now we're going out to Jerry Jackowitz, who gave us a couple of nice, solid winners yesterday, Jerry. And all I can say is that old horse still has it.
Yeah, the old horses, when they feel good, they're young.
Yeah, no question.
But, you know, you mentioned my two winners yesterday compared to Fowler Blue on the V horse that paid $51 in the eighth race on Friday.
Well, that's because you didn't give it out on the show, but absolutely that was a V horse on your sheet yesterday, the big $50 winner that was on your sheet. Sure. Maybe you should have gave it to us then. Huh?
No. People have to go get the power page.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're giving us just the itsy bitsy ones. Let's get started. Go.
Okay, let's go over to the sixth race at Aqueduct today. We've got Palace Boss at 3-1, the five horse. Really looks good to me. Just think this is a good solid play. Play the five over the 1-3-4-8. Reverse 1-3-4-8 over the five. We should get the 3-1 because Katie Davis is up and they don't better enough.
Okay, sixth race at Aqueduct. The five link-ups are 1, 3, 4, and 8, and reverse the five in the sixth at Aqueduct and Santa Anita.
Quick teaser in the eighth race. I have a 6-1 shot listed right on top, and it's a pop-out key.
Okay.
At the Irish O'Brien.
Right. Now the first race. Go.
Let's go to number six, Crazy Cavalier for Doug O'Neill. Third off a layup. Two great races. Go one more time with him. We got Frizzou up at 3-1. Uh-huh. 6-3-4-5.
All right. And that is, of course, in the first race. First post time is at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Santa Anita. In that first race, he likes the 6-3-4-5 in reverse. And although he won't give us his V's and his stars and all that, get that sheet. Get those sheets at Jerry J's Power Page for both San Anita and Aqueduct. And I'm sure you'll have one for San Anita tomorrow.
I will.
Okay, go. Say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.